Hello and welcome to the Professional Horror Podcast, the podcast that loves sidetracking almost as much as it loves talking about the movie. You know, I scheduled an entire podcast recording session to talk about. I am your host, the wonderful and, I don't know, cool. He's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool guy, Chris Donovan. In this episode, we have a bit of a Halloween hangover. We don't have a full-length episode for you this time, but luckily, in our recent episode, Ginger Snaps with Megan and Julia Pendergast, we had oh so much sidetracking to do, and we really had a big conversation about a whole bunch of different topics. Hereditary, Midsommar, Scream, Wes Craven's New Nightmare, Deep Blue Sea, you name it. We really had a wonderful little chat. This is basically like the unreleased footage, if we want to be cool about it. But basically, it's just the bonus chats in the middle of bathroom breaks and grabbing sodas for our chat. We took a little extra time to just, you know, shoot the shit for a little bit, which is always fun. So if that's something you're interested in, you guys are going to have a fun time with this episode because we're just having a little chat. This is just a half hour of, you know, a fun little talk between friends about horror movies. Hopefully you guys listening have as much fun with this as we did actually talking, because this was a joy to record. So without further ado, let's get into some bonus chat. What am I naming this episode, Chris? Bonus talks. Yep. That's what we're going with. Yep. I've said it. Don't you dare name something different afterwards. I swear to God, Chris. And just as a heads up, this episode is going to be a little bit choppier than most because I just kind of grabbed the sidetracking sections of the episode out of the original episode, pasted it, cleaned it up a little bit, and just kind of pasted them all together. So it is going to be a little bit haphazard jumping from sidetrack to sidetrack, but it's a fun episode. So I hope you guys enjoy. And without further ado, let's get the episode started.
Speaking of, I have to pee. I'll be right back. Oh, actually, I have to pee too. So when she comes back, 1 second, I'm going to riff on Midsommar for a minute.
Let's riff.
It's related, because I think I thought of this when Julia was talking about Jennifer's Body, but I was a little drunk, so then I forgot it. Yep. But now I'm back at it, baby.
Hit it with it.
So similar with how when we watched this, Julia was like, oh, like freaking Jennifer's Body is a huge ripoff. We watched Midsommar and I liked it. Mm-hmm. But then we watched The Wicker Man, which I'd never seen before.
Yep.
And then Julia was, and I agreed with her, Julia was like, oh my God, like Midsommar is such a ripoff of this. I like it less now because I thought it was more original, but it's just like kind of a ripoff off of Wicker Man. Yep. With like obviously some changes, but part of what I liked about it was what I perceived to be its ingenuity, which like obviously it just means I just wasn't well read
also enough, but... Have you seen Hereditary yet?
I have, yes. I saw it,
because they also, another reason that why I hate Midsommar a lot more than Hereditary is I feel like Midsommar is kind of like a remix of Hereditary in some ways, because it has the same kind of cult, all-controlling cult. Mm-hmm. that you know, manipulates the good guys into doing all these very weird, it feels like the same plot. Mm-hmm. But with different scenarios and different characters, and it's just like, I don't know, for your first two feature films to be that similar,
it should be broken up more. Well, that's like with Quentin Tarantino, how the two he said that his two influences for making The Hateful Eight, mm-hmm, were The Thing, which obviously, mm-hmm, I love, and then also Reservoir Dogs. And I'm like, it's funny. I'm like, one week ago, do you have that your own movie's one of your inspirations? But those movies were like 20 years apart, so I can give it to that.
Yeah, you can look at stuff.
Really brushed out tip here. Sorry.
Dudley. Hey, buddy.
And I'll be right back. I'm going to pee, but you guys can talk. I'm here. It's so hot. Okay, sure. Okay, I'm just going to pee real quick. But you show off Dudley, and you can talk about Hereditary or Midsommar, whatever you want.
Hey, buds.
Yes, he got his hair cut today, so he's really crying.
Oh, he's a good boy.
Yeah, no, I've actually never seen Hereditary.
Hereditary is fine. It's very similar to Midsommar, I feel like. That's another reason why I don't like Midsommar as much as I don't like Midsommar.
I liked it, but it was like something was missing. I don't know what. It was just like, I didn't give a shit. Like,
yeah, I feel like both Hereditary and Midsommar for me, like the characters feel like they're on like a haunted house amusement ride. You know, like one of those, like, you know, the mazes you walk through, but they only have one path. Where, yeah, I feel like they're all just going from, like, event to event at the behest of the cult. Yeah. And none of them are making any decisions that mean anything. That's what, yeah, especially Midsommar. Like, Hereditary, Toni Collette's character at one point is like, get me off this ride. I won't go any further. But yeah. Midsommar, it's just...
She's a great actress, too.
She's so good in that movie. Like, yeah. I didn't even really love Hereditary, but I was mad she didn't get nominated for an award.
Yeah, and, like, because a lot of times horror movies get shafted. But, like, she's a great actress. She's and, like, so I don't know, like, yeah, Midsommar, I thought I liked it. But then, like Megan said, when I saw Wicker Man, I was like, oh. I hate when things aren't original. And, like, yeah. I prefer the original, generally.
Yeah. You saw the, that was the Christopher Lee Wicker Man, right? Not the Nicolas Cage Wicker Man.
With the originals.
Not the breeze. Wow. Not the breeze.
That was good. It was very weird.
But it was weird. It. Yeah. And if I watch a movie, especially from like the 70s or earlier, and I really like it, I like give that movie credit because it was such a different industry back then. Yeah. So there, for me, it's often boring, but obviously it's just things have changed. But like for something to hold my attention like that from the 70s is pretty solid.
Well, it's like there's a movie from the 70s that I really love called Black Christmas.
Oh, we watched that. We watched that pretty recently, like over a pandemic. I say recently, it could have been a year and a half ago. It could have been 4 months ago. I can't remember.
But there's that scene, you reminded me of this, where they're tracking the phone call and there's in that giant like phone depository bank. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is so suspenseful. And I'm just like, it's so weird to look at in the 70s because right now I'd just be like, all right, I'm tracking the call. Found it, you know.
Yep, no suspense.
I love that Slappy's your background. I just saw that.
Yep. My lock screen is Night of the Living Dummy.
Oh my god.
That's Slappy, yep.
And my phone background when I'm not locked on it is the Werewolf of Fever Swamp.
Oh my god. That's okay, I can cool. see it.
To your huge Goosebumps head. He sent me at least one, maybe two Goosebumps books.
Yeah, it's become my Christmas tradition to just send everyone in Redco. I'm like, who wants a Goosebumps book? I got tons of extras. Y'all are getting Goosebumps books.
That's cute. That's really nice.
Love it.
And he sent me a vampire one because that's what my story is about.
Yep.
Even though he doesn't really like my story.
I love half of it, Megan. I love half of it. And the other half makes me upset that it hurts the other half. That's my problem.
Fair enough. I overheard you guys, and I just wanted to chime in my agreement about Toni Collette as an actress.
So good.
So
she's
good.
A great actress. Well, she's like, not to be bitchy, but she's not that good looking. Attractive.
She's attractive.
But like anybody like that that's that successful, mm-hmm. gotta be a great actress.
And she is.
And she is. Like, so I can't even think of another example, but it's kind of like, or like Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
Somebody like people who are just like unbelievably good, but like they're not, they don't just have like really extremely good looks.
And Toni Collette, I really am, well, I respect for a lot of reasons, but she's like eclectic too. So she does like kind of weird stuff. And Hereditary was like that guy's first movie and ended up being really big, but there's absolutely no reason, indicator that it would be really big.
Yeah, especially because from what I've heard, she didn't want to do it at first because she didn't want to do another horror movie. Mm-hmm. But then she read the script and she was like, I love it. I'm going to do it. There's a dinner scene where she's like screaming at one of the characters being like, don't you raise your voice to me, you little shit. I am your mother. And it's like so good.
It is. She's like, I never wanted to see that movie just because everything, like pretty much the major stuff got spoiled to me early on. And it was like, I was like, oh my God, I never want to see this movie because the ending sounds horrible. I don't like the twists and I think it'll make me feel really bad. And all those things were true.
Yeah. The last 20 to 30 minutes like are scary, but they're kind of like whatever. Like, as a quick side note on Hereditary, the kid, the teenage guy in that movie, mm-hmm. it bothers me so much because A, I don't care about him. I think he's a nothing character in that movie.
Yep.
But B, what's even worse for me is he's a method actor.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life. And he said he was like in character. And I'm like, bro, your character is a teenager who is bummed out by his parents and smokes weed behind the bleachers. You are every teenager who's ever lived.
I am also in character about that.
Yeah. And he's just like awkwardly stares at the girl he has a crush on. I'm like, you are the most two-dimensional teenage character who's ever been written, and you're in method. Like, get out of my face with that.
No, I agree with you there.
Well, it's very douchey to act like you're a method actor when you're just being something so typical.
Yeah.
Being a method actor. All right. Yeah. Were you doing blood sacrifices? What was going on?
Yeah. like method actors, 9 times out of 10, it's just an excuse for the actor to be an asshole. There's very rarely like, he was so in character, he bought all of his co-stars an edible arrangement, you know?
Yeah.
It's never that.
He's so in character as an incredibly nice guy that he went to everyone's birthday party. It's just like, yeah, you're right. It's always like they were such a fucking asshole and they act like a fucking asshole to everyone on set. With the asshole stuff, it's like, I do think there probably is something to be gained by not necessarily being an asshole, but by separating yourself from the cast. Like, I know Tim Curry kind of had to do that for It, and not, he was a method. It was mostly just because of all like the costume and shit, but it's like he was separate from the kids, and so they were like really scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
And like that like works towards performances for sure.
There's something to that, I think. Like, I remember for the movie The Descent, the actors who played the monsters never interacted with the human actors, mm-hmm. because they wanted them to be, they didn't want them to be like, hey, that's Jeff in that suit, I know Jeff. Jeff's from, a good like, guy. They wanted to be like, that's a horrifying terror monster.
That was that was another one that Julia didn't know what it was about. I didn't know, and I just anything played about it for her.
I knew it was a horror movie, but like it was just like a bunch of weirdo gals doing strange extreme sports.
What's good about that too?
Daredevils. I was like, we were baked. I'm like, what's with these fucking daredevils? No one's paying them to do this.
Julia couldn't believe they weren't like, paying them to do daredevil stuff.
Like, I was so confused. And then Megan was getting heart palpitations at the the claustrophobicness of the cave. So we had to turn it off.
We had to turn it off because I was having kind of a chest crushing. Panic attack due to weed and emotional issues. we resumed it the next day, but yeah, I felt like the cave was coming down on me.
Yep. Like that's one thing about that movie is, even if you don't like, if you don't know, if you went into it blind, it still works as a horror movie until before the monsters show up. Like that scene,
it does. The whole thing is really good building.
Yeah.
It is. Like, the monsters are only in it for, I don't know how long. I don't know how long that movie was.
I would say 40 minutes, but I could be wrong.
But it was a great, I really like that movie.
It's so good. Like, that scene where they go through that tunnel. I remember I did an episode for my podcast that with Carrie, because that's Carrie's favorite movie of all time.
Yes, yeah.
But Carrie, I remember loves that movie. One of the benefits of being a large man, when she's like, I found the newest tunnel, it's that one where it's like yay big. For me, that'd have been like, I ain't fitting through that thing. The fuck you talking about? I'm out of here.
That is all terrifying. I'm not like actively claustrophobic, but I think everybody's a little claustrophobic.
Oh yeah.
And in those circumstances, it just makes you be like, oh my god.
When she's
putting your body in something where you literally couldn't turn around or go anywhere.
Yeah.
If it collapses, you're stuck. You can't do anything.
And then when the rock just like falls down like 4 inches, you're just like.
Like even just thinking about it now is making my like chest tight. You're right. It's like it's an incredibly effective horror. Like the
it's different than your typical. And then that 100%. Also had a lot of your typical stuff later on.
Yeah. But
like typical stuff was comes great, in later.
Great. I really like that movie too. Thanks, Carrie, for the recommendation.
Yeah. Yes, that was really good.
As far as the crazy people though, Holly was my favorite. The Irish woman, because she's the most like Hudson of the group. She's
the one who broke her leg.
Yeah, the one who broke her leg. Yeah. That's my girl.
She was foolhardy.
Like yeah.
That's my girl.
That was another one where it was like, it was good. Like, I didn't, it's the same with Ginger Snaps, to bring it back.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't care what happened. Like, I didn't dislike the girls or the characters, but I didn't care if they lived or died. And that was kind of in a fun way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't care what happens. I'm going to like it no matter what, because it's just very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. I like when movies can, because like a horror movie, people are going to die.
Yes.
Yeah, probably. People are going to die.
And if it's like in a fun way, as long as they do it in a good way, I'm all for it.
And also, to your point, if enough don't die, it feels cheating sometimes. Like, if you're watching something and it's like by the end of it, it's like, wait, like pretty much everyone survived. Like, to bring it back quickly, the Jaws too. It's like, wait, we had to sit through 45 minutes of that and only one of them died and it was the most likable person.
I want blood, baby.
Yeah, it's like, I want blood. But I mean, that does seem a little bloodthirsty, but I do kind of mean it. It's like you do want to see, like, you want that, like, the tightening of the ranks and the people, like, hopefully not, because I do like when people come together. I'm like a little bit of a cornball like that. But you do want them to, like, there to be, like, a tension about them mm-hmm. turning on each other. Yeah. Like, and that's what happens when people get picked off one by one.
There's a certain
that you're losing a big potential and like an emotional like kind of payout.
There's a certain like math to it, I feel like, a lot of times. Like, if you start off with like I've talked to this when I was giving someone notes about their script once, I was like, you're starting off the movie with 7 characters, 50 minutes in, we only have 6 characters, and at the end we have like 1. I was like, I feel like you need to like divide it. You have to chop it up in a different way. It's like, it's, you can't just be like, and everyone's dead all of a sudden, but you also have to like,
you don't care. It just, you know, disengage if it's just like, oh, it's a bloodbath, like fucking Fear Street.
Yeah.
The first one where it's like, oh, all these people like are really in for this dumb bitch for some reason.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they get fucking horribly murdered.
Oh, that so bread fast. Slicer death.
And then nobody cares. Like everyone's and like, then oh, nobody cares. Whatever. Let's make, I'm going to go finger bang my girlfriend now. It's like, what? Like, so it's just like you disengage. It's
like, and then, yeah. I'm going to go hang out with my girlfriend. And the, you're supposed to not like the stepmom, but yeah, like your her stepdaughter just nearly got killed because her honestly, and if it was a straight couple, you and if it was and Dino was a dude, you'd be like her abusive ex-boyfriend mm-hmm. threw something at her new boyfriend's car and caused them to crash, and that hospitalized her ex-girlfriend,
yep.
and now you're back together, and your new boyfriend's dead, and a whole hospital full of people are dead. There's more questions to be answered. Don't, you can't go on a date with your girlfriend yeah. right now. We should be talking to the police.
Someone just got put through a bread slicer. Like,
yeah, have... and then it's like, who cares? Let's make out. And it's like, okay, you're losing me on a likability front there.
That was the one thing, that one girl, I got the bread, the one who went through the bread slicer, I really liked her character, but I thought it was weird because, like, I thought she had a thing with the other guy.
Me too. It was confusing.
I think yeah. he was, like, gay or something.
Yeah.
But they didn't make it clear, but he had nail polish.
Because then I was like, with them, like, oh, wait, is she cheating on him with the guy
with
who
looks... child?
With the child, yeah.
With when they cast someone who's, like, way too old to play a teenager, and then they cast a dude who's the right age,
yep.
and then you try to make romantic tension, she just seems like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Because it's like a 23-year-old woman and like a 14, 15-year-old guy, but it's supposed to be a 14-year-old yeah. and a 16-year-old. Because
there's that scene where they come out of the bathroom and he's like, yo, did you get to first base? Nice. And I was like, isn't that your girlfriend?
Isn't that your girlfriend? Yeah, because like he comes with her to babysit. Like they're yeah. like... And then, like, I just have, like, a stupid memory, but I remember they're at the hospital, and, like, someone's like, oh, you haven't gotten sick of him yet? And he's like, oh, and he, like, makes, like, some kind of sexual comment about himself.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, they're definitely dating or fucking.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then that's just kind of forgotten. It's like, okay, you've made this confusing.
It's like open relationships are not really a mid-90s thing. So no, it's no. weird.
Yeah, it was very strange.
But, oh, it was yeah. fun, though. It's one of those things
that, I like watching. Yeah. And it was like, we watched all three
of them.
We watched them all. I would say
sometimes it's just fun to bitch, too.
Yeah.
Julia loves bitching, and I do like some bitching, too. And I think the second one was my favorite, though.
Second one's probably the cleanest movie, too. Yeah. The third one's a lot of fun, but the third one is like half The Witch and half yeah. Scream, and it's like, it's a weird back and forth.
Yeah. And quick bitch about the second one. I promise it'll be quick. Because the narrative structure, the way they set it up was so that you're supposed to believe that Jillian, that the C. Berman is supposed to be mm-hmm. the older mm-hmm. sister, not the younger sister. But then obviously from the beginning, it's really clear it's actually the younger sister, but they think they're tricking you the whole time. And then they like the reveal happens and the younger, and Dina's younger brother is like, what? You were Ziggy, not Cindy? And it's like, wait, like, so was she telling this in the third person? Like, if she was telling it, it would be obvious that it was her. Like, it can be an internal reveal
yeah.
and work the audience just fine. I was fine with them thinking they were pulling one over, even though it was really obvious with calling her C. Berman instead of calling her Cynthia. And, but it's like, but you're trying to act like it also surprises the characters mm-hmm. in story.
Well,
that
doesn't
make any sense.
I will say.
It's, yeah.
I will say it actually, that switch got me a little bit only because the adult actress is a dead ringer for an adult version of the other sister.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first saw it, I was like, wow, that's really good casting. She looks just like what she would look like in 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. when they were like plot twist, I was like, wait, what? That doesn't look yeah. like adult her. Looks like adult her.
Mm-hmm.
But.
I know
that's valid. They do. Yeah. They do look alike.
Yeah. I did see a picture of them at an award show shortly before.
Oh, you did?
Because I like that little adult actress.
Oh, Jillian. Yeah,
so I noted it. And I was
yeah.
like, oh, it's
Jillian Jacobs. I keep forgetting her.
Then we watched it. And I was like, oh, it's got to be her because I made the connection.
Well, it's she's like obviously the protagonist. But that's also the funny thing. It's like they're making her the protagonist, but they're pretend. Like, it's just like the whole. It was like a little too sloppy to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want that to be that way, you have to make the character she actually is be a less dynamic character. Whereas that one was one who was like, the action character. She was constantly taking action.
Yep.
The sister who dies is constantly being dragged along. Mm-hmm. And so that is like very much like a tertiary character versus like a protagonist character.
I liked it. I thought the whole franchise, it was one of those movies where I'm like, I'm just glad this exists. Like, cause it's just like dumb, fun horror movies.
It was very fun.
It was fun. And I hope more stuff like it comes out, because it was really fun to watch. And I liked the whole gimmick of every week one coming out. But I thought that was really fun. I thought it was good too. Part of the reason I avoid sequels is because when I like something, I'm like, not that it would be ruined, but I don't want something to be diminished by a like subpar sequel, especially when it like changes things. Like if you're like, I think a semi-good example is like in Scream, like in the third one, it's like, oh, like this is actually Sydney's brother, and he's the one who gave Stu and Billy the idea in the first place, and he told them to kill Maureen. And then it's like, okay, so like you're just trying to make this relevant for the first one, and you're taking away the agency of the characters in the first movie. Yeah. And I don't like that.
I was fine with it only because Randy in his video, and it's true, he mentions the fact that it ties it. Usually things you get revealed in the third one that goes, oh, this happened all the way to the beginning. Because it's true, like Halloween 2, Michael and Laurie, our brother and sister, who would have even thought? It's like that the retcon stuff always comes in.
Yeah.
So I felt like it was more like a joke at the retcon. So I don't know. Scream 3 gets a lot of hate. I think it's not as bad as people say. I'm also not a huge fan of Scream 2. I'm like the one person apparently who isn't a fan of it.
I didn't love it. The only one I love is Scream 1. The rest of them are
I haven't seen Scream 3 in like 10, 15, I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while.
We can rewatch it. That's like, we watched Scream 1 and 2 recently. And I love Scream 1. I didn't love Scream 2. I don't remember. I didn't really like Scream 3. But I watched them all. Scream 4, I thought I liked the end of Scream 4.
Mm-hmm. Scream 4, I haven't seen yet because it was, I don't know. I'm bad at watching movies sometimes. There's some just escape you.
I would give it a watch if you get the chance. Yeah. Just tell me what you think. But it's not like it's not going to rock your world, I wouldn't say.
I'm probably going to, just because there's a new one coming out in January, apparently.
And I'm going to watch that in theaters because
I love Scream.
I love Scream. It's funny because I love Scream 1. Love Scream 1. And the sequels, I'll watch them, but it's like, I don't really, they're not great.
Yeah.
But I'm still gonna go to the theaters to watch Scream 5. And yeah. I'm gonna, even though it's kind of ridiculous that at this point, Sydney, Dewey, and Gale are all still alive, I'm gonna hope they all make it out anyway.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't want any of the three of them to die or be the killer, even though it doesn't make any sense. It's one of the things where I'm like, why'd you it in part 5?
Mm-hmm. I wish they didn't kill Jamie Kennedy.
I wish they didn't kill Randy. I actually think that was a narrative mistake.
Yeah. I didn't remember that. I was like, they killed him?
And I don't feel like it was done great. Like, it didn't really...
It was lame.
It was completely unnecessary because he's just on the phone. He's not saving anyone's life. And then he just gets stabbed. But it wasn't in like a cool, surprising way. It just was like... I felt like Scream 2, there was a lot of things that they didn't, that weren't actualized and that they kind of let falter.
I'm okay with him dying only because of how infuriating that film class scene he has is. I'll just say this one.
Chris quotes aliens and Chris will never forgive him.
Oh my God. We'll get back on topic after this, but just. So Randy's upset because someone's like, you think they're going to make a sequel? And then Randy's like, sequels are inferior by definition. And me, just like another one of the characters in that movie, I'm like, no. Terminator 2, Aliens, there's a whole bunch of sequels better than the original. And
Godfather Part 2, yeah.
Aliens, the guy's like, oh, Aliens is a classic. Get away from her, you bitch. And Randy's like, isn't it Stay Away From Her, You Bitch? This is film class. No, Randy, you're wrong. Your correcting was wrong.
I think that, if I'm remembering correctly, the actor who said, get away from her, you bitch, misdelivered the line and was supposed to say, stay away from her. And then, so Jamie Kennedy, like, switched it. But they could have reshot it. Yeah. But it was, I think in the script it was correct, but the first actor misdelivered, and then Jamie Kennedy changed it so that way he'd be correcting him. But, like... They should have reshot it.
That also just makes it funny because it makes him seem like he's human.
He made a mistake. And then also he is such a know-it-all. He could be like correcting someone who's right to be a dick.
Yeah.
And also like Terminator 2 is clearly better than Terminator. I mean Terminator is great. Yeah,
Terminator 2 is way better.
I liked Alien 1 better than Alien 2.
The thing is, they're such different movies that it's like
It's like a psychological horror versus like action movie, which is so it just depends what you prefer, I think.
Yeah.
But Terminator 2 is, I think, way better than Terminator 1. Terminator 1's kind of bad. It's like, boring. And,
yeah.
I don't know. It's fine. It's, Terminator 2 is better. I agree.
It's just like, I get so annoyed with like film bros on Twitter who just outwardly dismiss things. Like, there's a lot of people who just dismiss horror movies in general as being just lesser than. So if it just be like sequels full stop are bad and are never better, I'm like, you're wrong. You're clearly wrong.
There's a few small exceptions. And like, what about Friday the 13th? All the sequels I've seen are pretty good.
They're pretty good. So far, I think like 4 is the best for me personally.
Yeah.
And I think you could say 1 or 2 is the best, and I wouldn't argue with you. I'd just be like, that's just a matter of opinion, but your opinion's valid.
1 and 2 are
If someone said 3 or 5 were the best, I would be like, okay, please explain.
Like, but Nightmare on Elm Street is my favorite thing, but if someone told me they prefer Nightmare 3 or Wes Craven's New Nightmare, I'd be like, okay, that makes sense. Those are both also really fucking good.
I did like, I haven't seen it in years, but I did really like Wes Craven's New Nightmare. It's supposed to look like, it's interesting. It's like very meta, but it's meta in like 1994 or something.
It's,
when before,
it's a pre-Scream Scream where like they're all playing themselves.
Before meta was meta. So it's like, it's, I don't think it really performed that well, but it's like Heather Langenkamp is playing herself. And Freddy's coming after her, like, and they're like doing it. It's like very like, it's something that people, it's something people would do like after Scream, and it would just be like normal and like, oh, this is like a post Scream horror movie, but it was pre Scream, and it didn't get, like, I don't think it got the accolades it deserved. No.
It's really good though. I think that movie's really solid. All right, that's how that does.
It's like, yeah, slam that like button and
don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
Hit subscribe and what is it? And it, there's one guy who just like talks a lot about Scream, and so I have listened to quite a few of his things again. And I'm just this whole, I'm littering this with embarrassing admission. And I forget what he says. He's like, and hit the like button for shits and gigs. And I'm like, that makes me want to never watch your stuff again. But I will. He does it every time, and every time I cringe, I'm like, ah.
I do love and hate the whole, like, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, follow me on iTunes, or like, you know, all that other stuff. It's just, it's like, funny. It's funny, but at all the same time, it like hurts my soul to do it sometimes.
Well, it's like, do you really think you need to say it still? I guess everybody does, but like,
I find it kind of annoying, but I would say definitely on multiple occasions, I'm like, oh, I should subscribe, and I do.
Yeah.
So I would say like not less than 10% of the time, but probably around 10% of the time, it does get me to take an action.
Yep.
And so that's like, so that's the point. Yeah. So then when I do take the action and I'm like, oh, I should have done this before, I'm like, oh, this is why they do it.
Yep.
Because otherwise I wouldn't have done it. Reminders. Yeah. Yep. That's true. So we'll like, comment, and subscribe. Like,
comment, subscribe. Yes. Share this with all your friends on Google Plus.
Do you want to hear me talk about a movie for an hour? And everyone will be like, no.
We've all heard it.
We've all heard you talk enough.
It's one of those things, too, where it's like, I don't do this because I'm like, oh, this podcast is going to be the next big thing. I just love talking about movies. And I always feel like so cringe when I'm posting all the episodes on like Twitter and Facebook being like, hey, friends, listen to me rant about Ginger Snaps for an hour and a half. But I'm always like, it's fun.
It is fun, yeah. Well, it's like there's someone else who's on YouTube that I've watched a few times where it's like he'll just watch movies he's never seen before and then just react to them, and then he edits it together so it's not like the full movie. But it's like, it is interesting because it's like, oh, like that, like it's like, oh, seeing a movie that I like or a movie that I hate and then just seeing the person's reaction, and you're like, oh, this is funny. Like, it's an it's like something that's like really easy probably for them, but obviously like they're like likable enough that they get a good following. Yeah, but something that's like, oh, cool.
Yeah, I've definitely watched some of those movies I've seen a million times just to be like, oh, I wonder how they're going to react to this moment, you know?
Me too. Or one is like, oh, we watched the first episode of a show and the last episode of a show. And then their reactions.
Oh,
and next, that was like one of them was Teen Wolf. And it was like, he didn't even notice that the main girl in the first episode, she'd been killed off. And like, she was in the last episode. He didn't even notice the comments were full of that. It's like, you didn't even notice Allison was gone. How the fuck did you notice Allison was gone?
That's how forgettable women tend to be in horror movies.
Wow. Yeah. It's,
but not Ginger Snaps.
But no. Not Ginger Snaps.
No, it's good.
I remember both of their names and I forgot all the guys' names. Yep. Let that be a lesson to you.
Yep.
World. It was great talking to you, Chris.
It was great talking to you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for inviting us. It was really fun.
Like I said, anytime. I'm going to hopefully be doing these like more frequently, because I've only released like 3 movie reviews in the past like 2 years, so hopefully I'm going to do it more frequently. So if you guys want to come back on, I'd love to have you guys on for reals.
Yeah.
And also let me know what you think about Dog Soldiers.
Dog Soldiers yet? Sorry, go.
No, I've not have no one on for Dog Soldiers. If you guys want to come on and do Dog Soldiers,
watch it.
Let me.
We can be a werewolf gang.
Let me know what you guys think, especially my boy Spoon. I love. Oh my god.
Great name. Okay. I'm gonna update you. I'm gonna get live text you about Spoon.
Spoon could be my favorite utensil.
I think I'm gonna agree with you there, because you can use a spoon for a thing you use forks for, not everything.
Besides my chef's knife,
it's true.
That's gotta be my favorite.
But yeah,
I'm a big slice and dicer. She loves to slice and dice. It's remarkable she hasn't killed people already.
But yeah, he's one of my favorite characters in that movie and a lot of movies. He's fun. He's very similar to Hudson, if I were to compare him to anyone. He's the Hudson of that movie.
When you were talking about him, I'm like, I wonder if he's like Hudson.
He's Hudson.
Chris loves Hudson. I also do, but like, when we were watching Aliens, I was joking. She's like, oh, Paxton? Yeah. Paxton.
Paxton.
He loves Hudson. He loves Paxton. So Julia's like, this seems like a guy who's going to make it to the end of the movie, which obviously she didn't like that.
I love Paxton.
He's so good.
Yeah, I was very upset when he passed away.
I know I recommended it to Megan, but I was going to say Near Dark is another Paxton movie where he plays a vampire. And he plays very similar to like Hudson style, like insanity, because it's just Paxton. It's literally like half Paxton the crew, like 4 people from Aliens are in Near Dark.
Oh, interesting. I don't think I've heard of it. That's interesting. I'm gonna write it down before I forget.
It's a good vampire movie. I don't know. It's kind of like Lost Boys, but like more adult, I guess. It's very similar vibes, I think. I've seen those movies get compared a lot, but it's Near Dark is Paxton. Darker. And it's Paxton.
I love Paxton. Honestly, you could pretty much sell me if a movie's got Paxton at this point.
We watched Twister in full recently.
We watched Twister in full, and it's not good.
It's not good, but I enjoyed it.
You know what was good that I don't remember being good? Deep Blue Sea. I really enjoyed it. I thought that was a creature feature that embraced its badness in a way that was mutually enjoyable.
So, I own Deep Blue Sea 3 on Blu-ray because I watched it. And
what a brag.
Deep Blue Sea 3 is actually a lot of fun, but Deep Blue Sea 1 annoyed me because I remember watching it as a kid, right? And yes, I was super into sharks as a kid. Still am super into sharks, if we're being honest. But when they showed the sharks, I was like, that's not a Mako shark. That's a great white shark with Mako shark teeth. And then they're like, here's the tiger shark. And I'm like, that's a great white shark with Mako shark teeth and tiger stripes. This is bullshit.
You were much more learned than me.
Oh, I was so angry because Mako sharks are small. They're kind of, they're fast. That's their whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I was just so irate the whole movie. I'm like, this movie's so unrealistic.
You were up on sharks. I am impressed because it's like the shark breed completely escaped me.
Because tiger sharks, it's obvious because they have like square heads for some reason. They're
not hammerheads.
They're like blockheads.
I forgot about those.
Honestly, sharks are scary. They are scary.
I love sharks. They're fascinating.
I saw a picture.
They didn't scare me out of the water. Like, no. I don't know. I was like, whatever.
I gotta say, there is like a small part of my mind that whenever I'm swimming in an ocean does think about sharks. Like, it's not like a major part. It doesn't keep me out of the water. Yeah. But like, especially when if I'm over my head, I am like thinking about like what if there's a shark?
Well,
what
do you think? I've told you, Megan, being eaten by a shark is one of my top 5 ways to die. So,
I want to be eaten. I wouldn't want to be maimed.
No,
you don't
maim
me.
Don't bite my arm off and make me go back and keep living.
If you're gonna eat me, you're gonna have to go the whole thing.
Yeah, at least tear me apart enough so I bleed to death.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like our dad's only got the one leg, so it's like I don't want this to be like a generational thing. I don't want to also have one leg. Just kill me.
I did see a meme today that was really funny. It was like, "Are you okay, babe? You barely touched your croissant shark," and it was literally a croissant shaped like a shark. It had fins and everything. I was like, "That's so cute."
That is cute.
If someone barely touched their croissant shark, I would take it from them and eat it in its entirety.
Absolutely.
It's the only reaction that's appropriate.
So that's going to do it for this bonus little chat episode of the Professional Horror Podcast. Thanks again to Megan and Julia for being on the show. Can't wait to have you guys back on at some point because you guys are the best. Love having you guys on to chat some horror movies and chat things in general. It's always a blast when you guys are around. And thank you for listening. It's always a blast when you guys are around too. You, the collective viewer who I can't technically see right now. Much like our self-promotion section of this episode goes, now comes the chat where I have to say, hey, make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter and all that. If you guys like this episode, it would really mean a lot to me if you guys could review and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, the works. Wherever you get your podcasts, you probably can find this podcast. And it would mean a lot if you guys could subscribe. Keep tuned in because we have some cool episodes coming up soon. We have a game episode with me and my friend Nicole. She's going to be coming back for another episode in a couple of weeks. I'm hopefully, fingers crossed, going to be reviewing a Christmas movie in 4 weeks or in the second week of December, and then coming back at it with my top 10 horror movies of the year shortly, which I kind of watched like 40 more horror movies to make my list. Why do I wait till the last minute for everything? I'm the worst. Anyway, that's my problem. That's not your problem. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Professional Horror. Follow me on Twitter at @the_don_17. And if you'd like to suggest movies or guests even for the podcast, or just want to say, hey, like your podcast, G, you can email me at professionalhorror@gmail.com. So we'll see you in a couple weeks for an episode with Nicole that I'm looking forward to. But until then, stay scary, but keep it professional.